proposals by TIA to shut off lay-bys on motorways. And he, and on foot of this email, nor I and anybody I talked to can really understand why we would have in very large print and many of the digital communicated signs on motorways, where we inform motorists that for their own safety, when they feel tired, to pull in and take a nap. This completely flies in the face of that minister. I think it's a ludicrous proposal by the TIA, and I see another article in the paper where the Road Safety Authority has actually backed it as well, and I cannot comprehend that for one second. I'm not going to go on about it, Minister. I'm not going to take 3 minutes to talk about it. I think it's a ludicrous proposal, and it's someone this government needs to look at very, very quickly and smartly and with a fresh pair of eyes, because it's the wrong message that we're going to make motorists drive for 60 minutes. You know, when you're driving on a motorway and you happen to get tired, and a motorway say, and the sign tells you to be 50 kilometres before you reach the next petrol station, and we're telling motorists you have to keep driving the next 50 kilometres until you reach that petrol station because you can't pull the lay-bys, it's ludicrous and it's nonsense. And moreover, I've yet to see a lay-by where there have been queues up the road waiting to get into it. This is something that's not broken and doesn't need fixing. And moreover, I think our lay-bys are fit to accommodate both those motorists that do need to use them, as well as the commercial vehicles and the emergency vehicles. Thanks.
That's good. Anish on camera.
For Margaret to go here, while I'm with you, Sigawalish and Shannadoros and Tower of the Shot, Cor Egg Tus on Teshun and Nyoth. The Minister for Transport, who can't be here, has responsibility for overall policy and exchequer funding in relation to the National Roads Programme. Once funding arrangements have been put in place for Transport Infrastructure Ireland under the Roads Acts and in line with the National Development Plan, the planning, design, improvement and upgrading of individual national roads is a matter for TII in conjunction with local authorities. TII ultimately delivers the National Roads Programme in line with Project Ireland 2040, the National Planning Framework and the NDP. The Government has earmarked €5.1 billion for capital spending on new national road projects from 2021 to 2030 as part of the NDP. This funding will enable improved regional accessibility across the country, as well as combat growth, which are key national strategic outcomes. The funding will provide for the development of numerous national road projects, including the completion of projects which are already at construction stage and those close to it, as well as the development of a number of others. A major priority in the NDP, in line with the Department's investment hierarchy, is to maintain the quality and safety of the existing national road network. The NDP foresees an exchequer allocation of circa €2.9 billion for the protection and renewal of the existing national roads over the 10-year period to 2030, allocated fairly evenly across the decade. The new motorway service area policy is expected to be published by TII at the end of the year. The policy will update the existing policy published in 2014, and a draft of the new policy was released for public consultation in July. An Garda Síochána and the Road Safety Authority were consulted during the preparation of the draft policy, and they are supportive of the changes outlined. Since the 2014 motorway service area policy was published, there has been a significant increase in service area provision along the motorway network or adjacent to it. As such, the need for such lay-bys for non-professional drivers has reduced. Furthermore, there are significant safety concerns in relation to the usage of the lay-bys by non-HGV drivers. This is particularly the case where drivers and or passengers leave their vehicles. HGV drivers, however, will continue to be permitted to use the lay-bys.
Cormargo, thank you, Minister. Senator Blaney.
Thank you very much. Good here. Look, I think, Minister, that the statement you've been given with a line that reads, as such, the need for such lay-bys for non-professional drivers has reduced. Have people stopped getting less tired, or they're less tired from the driving? I just think this whole thing is nonsensical, Minister. And I'm taking the opportunity to raise this because, you know, it was mentioned in your reply there as well that since 2014 motorway service area policy was published. That 2014 motorway service area policy was published because of the need for lay-bys for people to pull in and take a nap for road safety purposes. This flies in the face of road safety. There is no way in the wide earthly world I or many other in this House can support this policy. It's nonsense. I'll ask you to take back to the minister certainly my very strong words, and I'm sure many other senators in this House, when they get the opportunity, will agree that this proposal is nonsense. And if we think we're doing this on the grounds of safety, we're very, very wrong, and we're going down a very, very dangerous road, Minister. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Senator Blaney. Minister.
Gormagad, and I'd certainly say that to the Minister for Transport, Senator Blaney. The Minister does tell me, though, the belief is that the need for lay-by has reduced due to the increase in service area provision. Road safety inspections carried out by the in accordance with the Road Infrastructure Safety Management Directive, they've highlighted lay-bys as an area of concern on safety grounds. I understand TII undertook usage monitoring surveys at various lay-bys, and these surveys indicated there was significant usage by HGVs. TII then considered how best to operate and manage these parking lay-bys into the future. Where there are nearby service areas and usage of lay-bys is diminished, the reduction of the use of private car use of lay-bys will now take place, according to the TII.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Senator Blaney.